Now we'll hear a Democratic voice in response to the president's speech. Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois is the minority whip, the second-ranking Senate Democrat, and he joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Durbin. President Bush says Iraq is a central front in the war on terror, and he quotes no less an authority than Osama bin Laden to that effect. Do you accept that premise, that the U.S. is in Iraq as part of a rational and forceful response to the attacks of September 11th, or not?
Well, it's certainly, if you listen to the president's speech tonight, he's restated the rationale for his initial invasion of Iraq. He's given it the idea that we had to go there has changed a little bit, though. First, it was weapons of mass destruction. Then it was a matter of freedom for the Iraqis. Now it's a matter of stopping international terrorism. Well, Iraq was not a haven for international terrorism before we invaded. In fact, there is no connection between 9/11 and those who perpetrated that terrible day and the people of Iraq and Saddam Hussein. The president, though, throughout his speech, kept restating this as if it were gospel truth.
You'd say it's a spurious link between 9/11 and the war in Iraq?
There's no link. Having served on the Intelligence Committee, having been a member of the Senate and listened to countless briefings, there's no linkage. There may be a linkage in the president's mind, but not in fact.
The president says that he is against setting any artificial timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq and that we will stay, I'm quoting, as long as we are needed and not a day longer. I'd like to know how you understand the point at which U.S. troops would no longer be needed in Iraq. Does that mean to you that there are no longer any suicide bombings in Iraq, or that there is still some insurgency, but it's the Iraqis' fight?
I think it's the latter. I think that what we heard from Secretary Rumsfeld over the weekend was very candid. Vice President Cheney had said the insurgency is in its last throes. Along comes Secretary Rumsfeld on Sunday and says, well, maybe 5, 6, 8, 10, or 12 years of insurgency before it's over. I think the point is that there is likely to be unrest in that country for some time because of the different factions.
And you think we should be gone? The U.S. should be out?
Well, ultimately, yes. The Iraqis should control their own government and their own security. And 140,000 American troops with their lives on the line shouldn't be accepted for any longer than it's absolutely necessary.
Should there be more troops sent now to Iraq?
It's a hard call. I mean, you look at the situation and say we continue to lose American lives, too many, too fast, 50 last month, and you wonder if there's going to be any kind of change in this and what it would take to make that change. The president insists that the military commanders say they don't need more troops. But the fact is we're not securing territory, as you might expect in a historical context. Fallujah was taken several months ago at great cost to America. And again, on Saturday, we lost lives in Fallujah. So again, the insurgency is returned.
But to have enough troops to actually secure all the territory in question, that might mean sending 300,000 troops to Iraq.
It would be a huge commitment, far beyond what the military of our country could produce or what the American people would bear. And I think that's the dilemma we face. I don't know that the exact troop strength that is necessary at this point. Sadly, we went into this war without sufficient allies to provide additional troops, and we're being stretched to the limit. The military leaders tell us the recruitment retention is just not good enough to keep up with the needs
so
of the military.
Let me follow that. Being realistic, you're saying the U.S. should keep the current troop level in that case and not talk about an increase, given the realities of recruitment and
That's
manpower.
Right. With the reality, I think it would be extremely difficult, both militarily and politically, to increase troop strength.
Senator Kerry, John Kerry, wrote a New York Times op-ed page piece today in which he urged the president to avoid happy talk about the insurgency being in the last throes. What you heard tonight, does it strike you as happy talk, or is this a cold, accurate appraisal of what's going on there?
It was a much different message that I heard tonight than what we heard from Vice President Cheney just a few days ago. I happen to believe that the vice president was painting a scenario which is not accurate.
And this was more accurate?
This was more accurate. I think the president gave us some grim realities of what we're facing in Iraq. As good as our troops are, they're the best in the world. They are fighting an insurgency which increasingly is using heavier armaments with greater effect, sadly, on our troops and the people of Iraq.
Senator Durbin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, the Democratic Senate whip.